This is the 2002 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Test B. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I have finished, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Add together the numbers on your answer sheet. Add together the numbers on your answer sheet. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. How many seconds are there in 1.5 minutes? How many seconds are there in 1.5 minutes? Question 2. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. When x equals 7, what is the value of y? Look at the equation on your answer sheet. When x equals 7, what is the value of y? Question 3. What number is 0.1 less than 2? What number is 0.1 less than 2? Question 4. How many pairs of parallel sides does a parallelogram have? How many pairs of parallel sides does a parallelogram have? Question 5. Look at the fraction. Write it in its simplest form. Look at the fraction. Write it in its simplest form. Question 6. In a quiz, I got 18 out of 20 questions correct. What percentage of questions did I get correct? In a quiz, I got 18 out of 20 questions correct. What percentage of questions did I get correct? Question 7. 9 to the power 6 divided by 9 to the power 2 is equal to 9 to the power what? 9 to the power 6 divided by 9 to the power 2 is equal to 9 to the power what? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 8. Write down a number that is both a multiple of 4 and a multiple of 6. write down a number that is both a multiple of 4 and a multiple of 6. Question 9. Look at the number. How much must you add to it to make 4,000? Look at the number. How much must you add to it to make 4,000? Question 10. In a survey, people were asked which they liked best, milk chocolate or dark chocolate. The bar chart shows the results. 60 people said milk. About how many said dark? In a survey, people were asked which they liked best, milk chocolate or dark chocolate. The bar chart shows the results. 60 people said milk. About how many said dark? Question 11. I start at 6 and count back in equal steps. 6, 1, minus 4. What is the next number in my sequence? I start at 6 and count back in equal steps. 6, 1, minus 4. What is the next number in my sequence? Question 12. Look at the spinner. It has 5 equal sections. What is the probability that I spin a 3? Look at the spinner. It has 5 equal sections. What is the probability that I spin a 3? Question 13. What is half of 176? What is half of 176? Question 14. The diagram shows 3 equal angles. What is the size of one of the angles? The diagram shows 3 equal angles. What is the size of one of the angles? Question 15. Look at the equation. When m equals 2, what is the value of h? Look at the equation. When m equals 2, what is the value of h? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 16. The exterior angle of a regular pentagon is 72 degrees. What size is the interior angle of the pentagon? The exterior angle of a regular pentagon is 72 degrees. What size is the interior angle of the pentagon? Question 17. There are 100 balls in a bag. I am going to take a ball out at random. The probability that it will be red is 1/5. How many red balls are in the bag? There are 100 balls in a bag. I am going to take a ball out at random. The probability that it will be red is 1/5. How many red balls are in the bag? Question 18. Multiply 3y by 5y. Write your answer in its simplest form. Multiply 3y by 5y. Write your answer in its simplest form. Question 19. I am thinking of a solid shape. It has a circular base and one vertex. What is the mathematical name of this solid shape? I am thinking of a solid shape. It has a circular base and one vertex. What is the mathematical name of this solid shape? Question 20. What is half of 1/3? What is half of 1/3? Question 21. Your answer sheet shows the nth term of a sequence. What is the 8th term of the sequence? Your answer sheet shows the nth term of a sequence. What is the 8th term of the sequence? Question 22. Look at the expression. When k equals 7, what is its value? Look at the expression. When k equals 7, what is its value? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 23. The diagram shows a shaded square drawn on a centimeter square grid. What is the area of the shaded square? The diagram shows a shaded square drawn on a centimeter square grid. What is the area of the shaded square? Question 24. The table shows the number of goals per match scored by a team. How many matches did the team play altogether? The table shows the number of goals per match scored by a team. How many matches did the team play altogether? Question 25. When I drive on the motorway, my car uses petrol at the rate of 11 miles per litre. How many litres should I expect to use on a motorway journey of 176 miles? When I drive on the motorway, my car uses petrol at the rate of 11 miles per litre. How many litres should I expect to use on a motorway journey of 176 miles? Question 26. Multiply together the first four odd numbers. Multiply together the first four odd numbers. Question 27. The diagram shows a triangle. Which value underneath the triangle shows the length of the hypotenuse? Ring the correct answer. The diagram shows a triangle. Which value underneath the triangle shows the length of the hypotenuse? Ring the correct answer. Question 28. The angles of a triangle are in the ratio 1 to 2 to 3. What are the sizes of the three angles? The angles of a triangle are in the ratio 1 to 2 to 3. What are the sizes of the three angles? Question 29. I have £100 in 5 pence coins. How many 5 pence coins is that? I have £100 in 5 pence coins. How many 5 pence coins is that? Question 30. Some people were asked if they voted in an election. The pie chart shows the results. Work out the angle for the sector that represents no. Some people were asked if they voted in an election. The pie chart shows the results. Work out the angle for the sector that represents no. Put your pens down. The test is finished.